when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hello and welcome to the last episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast for season two. Don't worry, this is not the end. This is just the beginning. I am going to talk a little bit about my experience leaving the classroom to work full-time on TPT. And to sum things up, it was not at all the way I thought it was going to go. Initially, it kind of happened, and I'll share more about that, but I wanted to kind of share how and why I chose to leave the classroom in 2021 and how I ended up staying home from the classroom and just kind of where the next steps are for that. So my plan in the 2021 to 2022 school year was, because I was pregnant, so I come in the school year in August and I'm in the third trimester. My plan was to have my baby, who was due in October, and then come back January, like 6 weeks later. I didn't have FMLA. I was new to the district, but
I was adamant to my students and parents, like, I'm coming back. I'm going to be home for 6 weeks and then I'm going to come back. So you can know, you probably can guess how that went. That didn't happen for several reasons. One of the reasons is that I could not see myself having my middle son at a daycare. He was just so tiny, and he, like, I mean, my oldest, he didn't go to daycare until he was 4 months old. He was born in April and I got the rest of the year off and I had summer break, and then he got to go back. Then he went to daycare in the fall. So he had some time. But 6 week old is a newborn, tiny, tiny thing. And I remember 2 weeks in thinking, I can't go back in 6 weeks. He's just so little. And then it turned out that the daycare that my oldest son was at didn't even have any spots. So either way, I was going to have to stay at home. And the funny thing, well, not really funny, but they didn't tell me that until I inquired about it, is that, oh, we don't have any spots for the young infant class. And so I, even though I was telling my students and parents this, what really was the case is that they didn't even have any spots. There was a wait list. And so there wouldn't have been a choice. I would have had to stay home anyway. But the other reason that I chose to put in my resignation with the district is that I got a pretty bad case of postpartum anxiety, and I did have some baby blues, but there was so much that I was worried about. I couldn't put him down because I was just like, he's going to wake up any minute. And I think what I had was COVID, but I was very, very sick, and I just could not, I remember, like, it was maybe 1 or 2 weeks postpartum where I told my husband, I cannot go back. This is not going to be, like, this is too much mentally for me to have to turn around and go back. I'm not fully recovered. I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety. So we were able to, with the finances, you know, look at the financing situation. So we said, okay, well, you can stay at home. We'll save some money with daycare, even though, you know, there's a wait list anyway, so he wouldn't have been able to go. But you can, this could be a really great opportunity for you to work on your TPT store. And so that is kind of how I was forced into TPT full-time, even though it was not the initial plan. My plan was to go back after 6 weeks. Looking back, I can't imagine why I, you know, thought that it could happen. You know, maybe if all the cards were aligned and I wasn't experiencing so much mental health struggles, and there was a spot at daycare, maybe that would have been fine, but that just wasn't how it was played out at all. So just a lot of expectations versus reality can really knock you down a little bit and take you in for a little bit of a spin. But in the end, this is something I've always said, everything happens for a reason. There's been so many positive benefits from going into TPT full time and being a work from home mom, is what I like to say. Not only was I able to, you know, get my mental health back in check, but I also, in the TPT space and even the VA and service provider space, I've been able to collaborate a lot more than I would have ever imagined with a lot of other great TPT sellers and business owners. My income grew even more without, working that much more each week. I try to kind of balance it out. I was almost able to match what I would have made in the classroom in a full year anyway with the TPT store and the services that I provide and some affiliate marketing and all of that stuff. So I'm pretty proud of how much I was able to grow my business. So that was something that was a benefit. And also just being able to have the opportunity to join a mastermind. It has definitely been a fun journey with you all. Maybe you're also listening to this and for whatever reason, you are thinking for the next school year that you'd like to take off and maybe try out TPT full time, try your teacher business full time, leave the classroom, or maybe find some other type of job outside of education or outside of the classroom. I wanted to give you a little pulse check. It's a mental wellness checklist based off of how, you know, you feel about how the year went and what you want your next steps to be. So here's five things I want you to consider. The number one thing is your current feelings you have about your job. Don't think of the noise online or what everybody's saying in the news. Don't think about all the TikToks or the reels or anything like that. I want you to really assess what your current feelings that you have about your job, as objectively as, is it working out for you? Are you feeling very stressed out? Are you feeling very anxious about how, you know, going back for the next school year? Think about your current feelings. The second thing I want you to think about is your current feelings about being a TPT seller while teaching full or part time. Is what you're doing sustainable and doable, or are you in the grass is greener mentality? Can you realistically continue what you're doing as a full or part time teacher and as a TPT seller? Maybe you've gotten your groove in with being in TPT and working in the evenings after school or in the mornings or on the weekends, and you're actually doing pretty well and being able to manage that and also being a teacher in the classroom. So think about how you're feeling. If you're feeling overwhelmed, or if you're feeling like, okay, it's fine, not too bad, or you're feeling like, I really could do more, I want to do more, but I'm not able to because there's so many responsibilities that I have for my full-time job in the classroom. The third thing I want you to think about is your finances. How much do you depend financially on your teaching income and benefits? This can be a scary one because I know with me, that was one of the main reasons why I didn't want to leave the classroom so soon. I liked my benefits. I liked having a consistent income, and, you know, the icing on the cake is the extra money you make on TPT, but with also my 403b plan, my retirement plan, like, did I want to cash that out? Would we be able to go without cashing it out? And what could we rely on if we're all on the same plan in the classroom? So think about how much you depend. Maybe you're fully, but your family relies fully on your income and your benefits. Or maybe you have a partner or spouse that has their own work benefits and you can easily switch over to that and your family can switch over to that. So think about where your finances are in relation to your household income. The fourth thing I want you to think about is job security. Is it easy to get another job if something were to happen inside or outside of teaching? As of this episode recording, it is pretty easy to find another teaching job. So if you feel like it's the school environment that you're working at, or maybe you want to switch grade level, switch somewhere closer even, that's close by, that seems to be a pretty easy step to take. You can always switch schools, switch grade levels, and it shouldn't be a problem in most areas. Or just in general, like if you want to go outside of teaching, is it easy to get another job into another field that you're considering? So considering that. And then the fifth thing to consider is, if you'd like to leave, do you have a plan? Is there a certain threshold you want or need to make in order to stay afloat financially? And what happens if you need or want to go back. So have some type of plan. With three kids, it would probably be more expensive to have them all at daycare full-time while I'm working in the classroom full-time. The daycare that we're currently at is, with all three kids, it would have cost more than our actual mortgage. So it's actually cost efficient for me to stay at home with them. That's something that you want to make sure you have before you're considering any type of leaving the classroom to work on TPT. Is there a certain threshold you'd like to make before you'd like to leave and work full time? What might happen? What are some circumstances that would prompt you to come back? Maybe a family emergency situation where, you know, there's that something happened and there's some bills that have to be paid and so you got to go back. Or maybe it's your kids are going back to school. There's so many different scenarios, but just the main thing is if you would like to leave the classroom, have some type of plan. Maybe you try it out in a year, and if you're not making a certain amount, you could go back. That could be another situation where that might help. But that is my experience as far as leaving the classroom. It was not at all what I anticipated, but it turned out to be so much more positive than I would have imagined. And I am glad that I'm able to, as a family, I'm glad that we're able as a family to continue that. Just the season that I'm in, it worked out kind of in the way I wanted, in just in a different way that I thought it would happen. Like I wasn't thinking I would, I was thinking I could do a couple more years. I wanted to go up to 10 years teaching before I left, but I made it to 8.5. I was almost there, but yeah, that was something that I, you know, everything happens for a reason and I'm so glad it did. So definitely give yourself a pulse check for this if you haven't already. Hopefully the pulse check list will kind of guide you on what your next steps are for the next year. If you feel comfortable, feel free to email me or DM me at thesouthernteach.designs of what your plans are for next year. Are you going to continue working full-time and working on your TPT store? Are you going to take the leap and do 6 months or a year without being in the classroom? I'd love to hear what you're doing for this following year. Whatever you decide, I do want you to enjoy your summer and rest, relax, do something that you enjoy. Don't focus on the school year. Don't focus on, even if you're a full-time TPT seller, do something relaxing. I hope you're able to spend some time with your family and loved ones. So with that being said, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I will talk to you all again soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also find me on Instagram at @thesouthernteach. I cannot wait for you to join me in the next episode for more tips and inspiration. Have an amazing day. Let's find out what's working well for you in your TPT store. Introducing the free TPT store audit for teacher sellers. After over 10 years on TPT and with many flops and mistakes under my belt, I've been able to hone in on my strengths and what my audience wants. Digging deep into what's working and what's not working in my store has yielded amazing results with continuous growth year over year. Inside your free self-guided TPT store audit, you'll get important audit questions covering areas from storefront design to sales and performance, guided questions to help you reflect and analyze your results, and a video walkthrough filled with valuable tips for successful implementation. Don't miss out. Head over to thesouthernteachdesigns.com/TPT audit, or you can check out the link in the description.